Although officials in Washington are silent on what would be the definite consequences of a Japanese attack on Hawaii or an attack on Thailand, there are indications of what is being considered and the steps which may be taken this very afternoon. The first would be a severance of diplomatic relations with Tokyo. An immediate naval blockade in which the American Navy would take a leading part along with British units is the other probability. Both these steps could be taken by the President on his own executive authority. But an effective naval blockade, of course, could not continue long without hostilities. As a matter of fact, according to the President's announcement, those hostilities are already underway with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And just now comes the word from the President's office that a second air attack has been reported on Army and Navy bases in Manila. Thus, we have official announcements from the White House that Japanese airplanes have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii and have now attacked Army and Navy bases in Manila. We return you now to New York and will give you later information as it comes along from the White House. Return you now to New York.